Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, may I speak to Miss Denise?
This is her.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First as Supervisor, returning the call to assist with the app training.
Yes.
Okay, if you have time, can you put me on speakerphone so therefore you can hear my voice and I could be able to assist you with
Yeah, you'll have to speak a little louder because
Okay.
I have you on speaker already and it's very
Got you.
loud.
I probably had to turn my phone up. Okay, do you have an Apple phone or an Android?
I have an Android. I started
Okay.
to log in. I have the two things down there, but for saying log in, let me see if it goes, if I log into this one, if it makes a difference. Because there's two different apps there now.
Right, one is a business. You're not going to have access to the business one because you need to have the caregiver one. So the one with the plus, you need to delete
The one with the plus.
on the end of HHA Exchange.
Exchange. Oh, that's the one I was going into.
That's the
All
business. That's going to ask you for an activation code to your business.
right. And then I could click into the other one.
Yeah. So did you get to the part where you was able to update your profile with your name, your last 4 digits of your social?
Yes, it got. I was able to get as far as confirm my email address.
Right.
I'm trying to put in my password.
Now, is your email still D, your last name at Comcast.net?
Yes.
Okay.
You entered a valid email and password.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to reset your account on my end, okay?
Okay.
Now, once I let you know I reset it, I'm going to ask you to go to your email, and then I'll tell you what you need to do after that. One second. Let me go to this file. Okay, forgot password. D C O R I G
Yeah,
L
because I never got one password from HHA Exchange except for the one that had to verify my and it kept saying get code and it wouldn't give me a code.
Right. So once you download it and that little box came up that said go to App Store or close, because you didn't click close, it redirected you to the business app.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, that's done. Okay, so that is a valid email. So HHA just sent you an email, locked out, forgot password to that email account that you have with us. Could you go
All
to
right. Yep,
that?
got it.
Can you look in that fine line of paragraph and see where that password is with the two quotation marks on both ends of it? I
Yes.
need you to hold that password until you see the word cut, copy, and paste.
So you see the
Once you
word?
see that, yep, once you hold that password with your finger, you will be able to copy that password.
Oh, okay. Hit it and copy.
Yep, hit copy. Now I want you to go back to the
Is it got to
HHA.
have those little marks on the side with it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Copy.
And then just go back to the HHA field where you put your email in, and I'll need you to click on the password field. Once you click on the password field, let your hand up off of it, click back on it, and hold it until you see them same words pop back up so you can paste that password
On
there.
the email part or the password part?
On the password part.
Okay.
Just make sure your email is in that field.
Okay, I'm doing it now. Right, log in. All right, password required. So I have to make a new password.
So make a new password. You can pick the same one, just make sure the first letter is capitalized. It only allows you to have one capitalized letter.
No, it's saying one's red and one's not. Is that right, or does that mean something's wrong?
What happened? What did it say?
Oh, my goodness.
Because you had to put it in twice. If you want, you can actually screenshot that password and send it to me, but then you can text me what you want your password to be.
Thing and I just have to redo the bottom one again.
Yeah, because if they don't match, then it's not going to accept it.
Then
it would help
it
if they actually reveal what the password is. You know, makes it easier.
Oh, that time it did. It worked right. Okay.
Okay.
New
so
password
once you get
registered successfully.
So now you should be able to log in. And then once you log in, I want you to hit those three dots on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay. Let me just log in first.
Mm-hmm.
The three little dots at the top?
Yeah, top right-hand corner.
Okay, mobile device.
So click
mobile
on that. Did it give you a mobile ID number? It's 7 digits.
Mobile device ID? Is that what you're looking?
That's
okay,
that long
mobile
number.
ID.
Yeah, I need the 7-digit one.
Oh, 127 6568.
Okay. Just link your file. Okay, that registered. Now, if you refresh, like go back out of it to go log back in, then you'll be able to see both of your clients.
Okay. It says today's schedule is already.
Yes. Okay, so it's already there. So this is this. Have you ever used the HHA app before?
Wait a minute. This is saying Ann Fiedler. Why is this saying Ann Fiedler on there? My name is Denise Corsilia.
Elizabeth Belfer and Warren Belfer. So I don't know. You could be linked to another agency that you worked at prior to that.
No. And mine never had to link in with anything with my mom. So
do you see Warren and Elizabeth Belfer?
No, I don't. Let me click back out like you said and then click back in. Log out. Okay, let's see. Boy, I hope I got this right. I'm not used to seeing. Please enter a valid email. What? Now it's showing me my email's bad? This is bad.
So something didn't take.
R-O-C-E-19. All right, let me try it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it went back in. All right. Now.
So
today's
now,
schedule.
If you click on a day schedule, what do you see there?
I'm seeing Ann Fiedler right now from 6.
Do me a favor. Text me your password to this number so I can troubleshoot your app.
You're saying Ann Fiedler, 6 a.m. to 5:59 a.m.
We don't even have
saying.
That schedule, and we don't even have that client. So I would just need to see so I can verify if it's linked to another agency.
It can't be. I say Neighborly Home Care.
Yeah, it's linked to another agency. But I'm not understanding why your client.
Yeah, because I don't. My mom has a landline,
so
I don't understand why they would actually do that.
Which number your mom has a landline with?
My mom's
because the number I put in the system that number you were clocking in on a 6889 is coming up as a Verizon Wireless.
My mother is Anne E. Feeler. Elizabeth and Warren are my aunt and uncle. I would go down to their house and clock in at their house.
For
Elizabeth Belfer and Warren Belfer.
You can't do that because they're not with our agency.
Well, who's calling me?
Huh?
Who are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Family First. We have Elizabeth,
Elizabeth and Warren are your clients, honey.
Right.
Warren are your clients, not Anne E. Feeler.
Yeah, I don't know who Anne is. That's why I said I don't know who that client
is.
Anne
is my mother, and that's what I said. I don't understand why that's showing up on my thing for HHA Exchange.
I have no clue either. That's why I asked for your password so I can troubleshoot your app.
My password?
Yes, that you just
that
selected.
I just used. It's
yes.
M.
Hold on, let me go ahead.
Because I don't have an account with Neighborly Home Care.
Okay, go ahead.
M.
No. Mhm. I'm still here.
B-R-O-Z-E-Y.
B-R-O-Z-E-Y. Uh-huh.
M is capitalized. The rest are lower.
Right.
1968 pound.
Okay, so I have M as in Mary. E-R-O-Z-E-Y. 1968 and pound, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just troubleshoot it to see what happened. Okay. Yeah, because that's weird that a whole different client came up when you registered it. DC. We're going to figure it out. LIA. I think I have a technical reason why it did it. I'm just going to check it first. R-O-Z-E-Y. C-D-C-O-R-S-I-G-L-I-A at Comcast.net. That's correct. Password M. E-R-O-Z.
Passion Care Family First.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, it did come up.
Yes, finally. I just logged back in and it's saying Passion Care Family First.
Oh, it took some time. It took some time.
All right.
So
I have
you ever used the app before?
Not. See, this is a different HA exchange, but years ago I worked for a company that I had to do it for their clients because it was a whole totally different situation. This is my aunt and uncle that I work for. So
got you. Okay, so basically it operates the same way. So you would just click on a day's visit and you would just click on the schedule you have that is about to start. And then you would just attempt to clock in. And then it would ask you for a GPS token. You would just click GPS. It has to pick up your location, okay?
Okay, so you're picking up our location. Does that mean the whole time that I work that
nope.
You're following everything that I do?
No, it is not. You have the option to allow HHA to track your location only while using the app when you go to clock in and out.
Just clocking in and out. Okay.
Yes.
Because my uncle and aunt were, like, upset. Like, we have a party that we're doing. Well,
nope.
We have a family party that we wanted to do on Sunday, and everybody was coming.
Anything.
Okay.
That doesn't stop anything. Let me just explain to you how it works. Now, the services must start and stop in the home. If you guys are going somewhere, you just notify your coordinator. Let her know that you have an event, that you may have an issue with clocking in and out. That's understandable.
Oh, well, I just talked to Alberto, and he made it seem like I had to cancel the whole thing.
No, you don't have to cancel your plans. We just need registered clock ins and out. The times that you have to clock in and or out and you're at a family event, we need a timesheet to attach to that visit for that day.
Oh, well, he didn't explain all that part.
Yeah, but all the services must start and stop in the home. If you clock in late, please clock out the later difference, and then we can adjust the schedule. And the second part underneath visits is unscheduled visits. So if you happen to go on the app and you don't see a schedule at all, you can create a schedule and we can grab it and put it in as a schedule and connect your clock ins and out.
Okay.
Okay. The one underneath it is confirmed. That is where you will go on to check and see if all your clock ins for the week is registering successfully.
Okay, so what's the little checks mean on the day? Like today is the 30th. So, oh, he put in, so I'm already
right.
Registered
you already
Thursday.
Registered for that visit. Yes.
Okay.
From 4:30 a.m. Yes, that clock out. Yes, you already. That's already done. Okay. So going forward, effective now, the phone number that you were using to clock in and out ending in 6889 will no longer work, because it's showing up registered as a cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. If you have any
Uncle Martin's had that phone for years. I'll be honest with you. He's very funny. He doesn't like nobody to touch his cell phone. Actually, his cell phone's about ready to explode. He has a battery that sticks out on it, and he's just so funny with it. But the phone that he did allow me to use was a phone that he was using just so for clock in and clock out.
Right, before they allowed you guys to do that, but the state took that away.
Okay.
So they want either
a landline.
My mother
has a landline. They're not going to take that away from her, are they?
No, landline. If you are registered to work for your mom, that means whatever agency you are with, you have to use that PIN number that they provide you to clock in and out for that particular client. It will not work for Miss Elizabeth or Mr. Warren, because it's not in the same resident. Okay?
Okay. All right. So I can still have the party.
I have to let Roberto know
in advance that.
And tell him that you talked to Nina Knight. Just tell him you talked to me. And I informed you that you can still go to your prior engagement with your clients, and you can still clock in and out, but you're going to provide a timesheet for that day because of the out of range.
All right. That's great. I'm so blessed.
You don't have to stop.
And blessed at the same time, because my aunt and uncle don't get the chance to do anything without me being there with them. So,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I already have the food ordered and everything.
Yeah,
I think my family would be upset. So.
Well, I'm sorry that you were misinformed, but no, that's inaccurate.
Well, thank you,
Nina. Okay?
I appreciate you so very much. And if
and
I have
keep
any
my number.
Further...
Yep, keep my number
oh,
handy.
I can?
Yes,
oh,
I am the supervisor here. So if you have any concerns, questions, problems, feel free to give me a call, because I will take care of whatever the matter is that you're to resolve it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, happy holidays, and I hope you have a nice
happy
party.
Holidays to you too, and God bless you, and keep
you
safe for the new year.
You as well. You take care.
You too, sweetie.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Bye.